Title: Live 12 Arrangement Markers in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to use arrangement markers in Ableton Live 12 like a weapon for drum and bass arranging. This is one of those why didn't I do this earlier workflow moves, because DNB lives and dies on phrasing, energy flow, and those tiny moments like fills, bass switches, and impact hits. The goal today is simple. We're building an arrangement skeleton that you can navigate like a performance. You'll be able to jump between sections instantly, audition the energy, and make decisions fast without getting lost in a sea of clips. Let's get set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but pick a number and commit for this project. Now make sure you're in arrangement view, not session view. Next, set your grid for how you're working. For structure, you want the grid on one bar. That makes it easy to line up phrases like 16 and 32 bars. Then, when you're doing fills or little edits, you can temporarily switch to quarter notes or eighth notes. Think of it like zooming your brain in and out. Before we place any markers, do a quick organization pass. Create or confirm your core groups: drums, bass, music, effects, and maybe vocal if you use it. Color code them now. This matters more than people admit. Markers become 10 times more useful when your arrangement is visually readable at a glance. Now, what are arrangement markers in Live? They sit on the timeline ruler at the top of the arrangement. They're basically locators, but the real power is that they become your map, your checklist, and your navigation system while you're producing. Let's create the first marker. Click on the timeline ruler at bar 1, then insert a marker. The shortcut is Ctrl-Shift-M on Windows or Cmd-Shift-M on Mac. If you forget it, just right-click on the ruler and choose Add Marker. Rename it immediately. Please don't leave it as Marker 1. Name it something like Intro. If you want to be extra clear, name it Intro 133 or Intro 16, depending on your plan. Now we're going to lay out a super usable DNB structure template. This is not a strict rule, but it's a reliable starting point, and it's DJ-friendly. Here's a solid map. Intro, 16 or 32 bars. Build, 8 or 16 bars. Drop 1, 32 bars. Breakdown, 16 bars. Build 2, 8 bars. Drop 2, 32 to 64 bars depending on your style. Outro, 16 bars. Why this works in drum and bass: most meaningful energy changes happen in 16 and 32 bar blocks, and those predictable phrases are exactly what DJs want when they're mixing your track. So, do this with me. Decide if your intro is 16 or 32 bars. Let's say 16 bars for now. That means your build would start at bar 17. Click bar 17 on the ruler, insert a marker, and name it build. Then choose your build length, say 8 bars. That means your drop 1 starts at bar 25. Click bar 25, insert a marker, and name it drop 1. Then if drop 1 is 32 bars, it runs from bar 25 to bar 57. So click bar 57, insert a marker, name it breakdown. Already, this is doing something subtle but important. You're making arrangement decisions early. This is a pro habit. When you label a point drop 1, you're basically locking a decision. Full energy begins here. If you keep sliding the drop around later, your track never stabilizes. Commit to the map, then refine inside the sections. Now, we're not stopping at big section markers. Big markers are the macro story, but drum and bass comes alive from micro moments. So let's add what I call micro markers: fills, switch-ups, ear candy, transition points. These are the where is that moment again markers. In your drop 1, add micro markers at bar 9, bar 17, and bar 25 relative to the drop. So if your drop starts at bar 25, micro markers land at bar 33, bar 41, and bar 49. At bar 33, insert a marker and name it something like V-Add Rides or V-HAT Energy. At bar 41, insert a marker and name it V-Bass V-A-R or V-N-E-W Stab. At bar 49, insert a marker and name it T-P-R-E Filler T Last 2, depending how you like to think. And yes, I'm using prefixes there on purpose. Here's a namey system that makes your arrangement ruler read like a control panel. Underscore means anchor sections. That's your macro structure. A intro, a build, a drop 1, a break, a drop 2, outro. T underscore means transitions. T riser in, T last 2, T impact, T fake drop. V underscore means variation prompts. V bass answer, V drum fill, V new top, V texture hit. Once you get used to this, you stop mixing up big map markers with tiny detail markers. It makes revisions faster, especially when you reopen the project 2 weeks later. Now let's talk about using markers the right way, not just for labeling, but for auditioning. Here's a navigation habit that will speed up your revisions immediately. Anytime you tweak a sound, like your snare transient, your bass distortion, or your reverb tail, audition it at three markers. First, the first time it appears. Second, the biggest moment, usually drop two. Third, the exit or transition where it leaves. This prevents that classic problem. It sounded perfect in the loop, but in the actual song it's wrong. So practice that right now. Loop 8 or 16 bars around the build, listen. Then jump straight to drop 1 and listen. Then jump to the breakdown and listen. You're checking the energy handoff. As you audition, use this DNB energy checklist. Is the kick and snare unchanged for too long? Are the hats opening gradually across 16 bars? Is the bass doing something new every 8 bars? Even if it's subtle, drum and bass doesn't need constant new elements, but it does need motion. Markers help you enforce motion. Next skill, building an arrangement from a loop using markers as scaffolding. Grab your best 8-bar drop loop, the one that makes you pull the stank face. Duplicate it out to 32 bars. That's Ctrl D or CMDD to duplicate, depending on your system. Now you have the raw body of drop 1. Place your drop 1 marker at the beginning of that 32 bars, if you haven't already. Then copy that whole drop region later to become drop 2. Don't worry about variation yet. We are just painting structure. Now create space before drop 1 for your build. Insert time or slide content to the right, so you have 8 or 16 bars for the build. Place a build at the start of that space. Then create space before the build for the intro. Add 16 bars. Place a intro at the start. This is the map first, fill later workflow. You're not trying to produce linearly from left to right. You're laying down the GPS. Then you produce into each region with a clear purpose. Now, let's make drop 2 actually feel like drop 2. Because the number 1 mistake is drop 2 is literally drop 1 pasted. Drop 2 should feel like the same tune, but higher stakes. Pick 2 or 3 safe variations. 1 drum change. For example, add a break layer like an amen or think break quietly in drop 1, then bring it up louder in drop 2. 1 bass change. Switch to a second bass rack for call and response every 8 bars, or add a nastier layer. 1 music or FX change. A darker pad. A 1-note stab. Longer impact tails. Heavier noise sweeps. Here's a simple stock device way to make drop 2 bass hit harder without rewriting the pattern. On the bass group for drop 2, add a chain like saturator with soft clip-on, drive around +2 to +6 dB, then roar, subtle, maybe band split, and keep the low band cleaner. Then EQ 8 to control mud around 200 to 350 if it starts getting thick. Then a limiter just catching the occasional peak, not crushing. The key is, place a micro marker exactly where this heavier tone begins. Name it something like V drop 2 heavy bass. That way you can jump to it instantly and rebalance later. Now transitions. This is the secret sauce in drum and bass. A lot of the magic is just one bar, sometimes even half a bar. So add transition markers like T riser start, T snare build start, T last 2, T impact. And here's a practical pre-drop trick you can mark and reuse. In the last bar before the drop, on the drum group, auto filter with a high pass sweep up to about 200 to 400 Hz. On the bass, do a short mute, like a quarter note to half a bar. On the downbeat of the drop, hit an impact. Then label that moment with a marker, T pre-drop filter plus mute. You're basically leaving yourself a recipe. If you want your impacts to translate on small speakers, think in layers, not just a boom, low layer, a short sub drop. Clean sign or triangle, mid layer, a metallic hit or a tom-like transient so you hear it on phones, high layer, a little noise tick or snap for the sense of arrival, put a marker, T-impact stack, so you can rebalance those layers in seconds. Now let's level up your arrangement thinking with two more pro ideas. 1. DJ usability anchors. Add 2 extra anchor markers, a mix-in safe and a mix-out safe. These are zones where the drums are stable, and there are no surprise sub movements or insane fills that would ruin a mix. Then do a quick check. If you have some wild bass note or a massive impact in the mix-in zone, move it away. Your future DJ self will thank you. 2. Energy ramps inside the drop. Instead of all in from bar 1, plan 2 ramps inside a 32-bar drop. Ramp 1 is bars 1 through 16, where you introduce and stack. Ramp 2 is bars 17 through 32, where you change the pattern and increase density. Add markers, V-drop ramp 1 and V-drop ramp 2. This prevents the drop from feeling static. Optional crowd pleaser, the mid-drop fake-out. At bar 17 of drop 2, insert a marker, T-fake drop. Kill the drums for half a bar. Let a bass shot or vocal stab ring. Then snap back on the next downbeat. It's not a breakdown. It's a micro rug pull. Classic D-den-B move. Now, quick practice exercise to lock this in. Start with any 8-bar D-den-B loop. Drums and bass. Duplicate it to make a 32-bar drop 1. Add anchor markers for intro 16, build 8, drop 1 32, break 16, drop 2 32, outro 16, then add 5 micro markers. Fill, bass switch, impact, no drums half bar, break hit, then do 1 meaningful drop 2 escalation. Either add a break layer with drum bus, crunch around 10, or add saturator to bass with about plus 3 dB and soft clip. After that, jump between markers and ask, does the build properly set up the drop? Does the break feel too empty, or does it still belong to the track? Is drop 2 clearly bigger, even if it's the same core idea? One more workflow tip before we wrap. Take a screenshot of just your top ruler with all the markers visible, and save it in the project folder. When you come back later, you'll instantly remember what your intent was. It's like leaving yourself a map. Recap. Arrangement markers are your drum and bass structure map. Use anchor markers for the macro flow and micro markers for fills, impacts, bass switches, and transition tricks. Map first, then produce into the sections. Use a consistent prefix system so your timeline becomes a control panel. And once you've got a layout you like, save it as a live set template so every session starts with momentum. If you tell me your subgenre, like Liquid, Rollers, Jump Up, Jungle, or Neuro, and whether you prefer 32 or 48 or 64 bar drops, I can suggest a tight A underscore, T underscore, B underscore marker set that fits that style perfectly.